Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of Saint Cecilia, Virgin and Martyr. And from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled Finding Faith.
A reading from 2 Maccabees. It happened that seven brothers with their mother were arrested and tortured with whips and scourges by the king to force them to eat pork in violation of God's law. Most admirable and worthy of everlasting remembrance was the mother, who saw her seven sons perish in a single day, yet bore it courageously because of her hope in the Lord. Filled with a noble spirit that stirred her womanly heart with manly courage, she exhorted each of them in the language of their ancestors with these words, "I do not know how you came into the existence in my womb. It was not I who gave you the breath of life, nor was it I who set in order the elements of which each of you is composed. Therefore, since it is the creator of the universe who shapes each man's beginning as he brings about the origin of everything, he in his mercy will give you back both breath and life because you now disregard yourselves for the sake of his law." Antiochus, suspecting insult in her words, thought he was being ridiculed. As the youngest brother was still alive, the king appealed to him, not with mere words, but with promises on oath, to make him rich and happy if he would abandon his ancestral customs. He would make him his friend and entrust him with high office. When the youth paid no attention to him at all, the king appealed to the mother, urging her to advise her boy to save his life. After he had urged her for a long time, he went through the motions of persuading her son. In derision of the cruel tyrant, she leaned over close to her son and said in their native language, "Son, have pity on me, who carried you in my womb for 9 months, nursed you for 3 years, brought you up, educated, and supported you to your present age. I beg you, child, to look at the heavens and the earth and see all that is in them. Then you will know that God did not make them out of existing things, and in the same way the human race came into existence. Do not be afraid of this executioner, but be worthy of your brothers and accept death, so that in the time of mercy, I may receive you again." She had scarcely finished speaking when the youth said, "What are you waiting for? I will not obey the king's command. I obey the command of the law given to our fathers through Moses. But you, who have contrived every kind of affliction for the Hebrews, will not escape the hands of God." The word of the Lord. Music has always been an important part of my life. At age 7, I started piano lessons because I was fascinated with the music notation of the Star Spangled Banner that was in a Children's Digest book my parents had purchased for me. I saw the notes, but had no idea what they meant. Lucky for me, a piano teacher in the neighborhood was going door to door to tell people she was taking on students. I asked her if she could teach me to play the Star Spangled Banner. When she said, "Of course," I was hooked. I wouldn't say I was natural, but I loved creating music on the piano, turning notes on the page into sound. So I worked hard and eventually got a BAE in choral music and taught kindergarten through sixth grade music for 39 years, also getting a master's degree of music along the way. But teaching music wasn't a job, it was a vocation. Sharing my love of music with children was such a blessing. I enjoyed every day of my 39 years. But playing music for God was a part of my life as well. I started as a music minister in high school when I played with a teen group, and then various churches throughout my adult life. For some people, listening to music involves imagery. Hearing the music and imagining pictures for the sound. For others, it may be lyrics that accompany the melody. But for others, while these things happen, sometimes it's only the music. There is nothing but the pure sound, the beauty of the melodies and the harmonies filling you. A unique language like no other that simply touches your soul. That happens for me. And when I play, especially for music ministry, I am praying with my music. I am sending a message to God through the music, talking with Him through the language of music. Similar to silent meditation, immersing in God, but through music. Today is the feast day of Saint Cecilia, the patron saint of music and musicians. She was martyred for her faith. In her martyrdom, she gave us an example of following God's will by trusting His plan and being fearless even in the face of death. According to tradition, she sang in her heart to the Lord as musicians played at her wedding. Since childhood, she had vowed a life of virginity to the Lord. But she was married against her will by her parents to a pagan, but future saint, Valerian. She trusted in God and shared her vow of virginity with her new husband, asking him to honor it. He said he would if he could see the angel that she said accompanied her. She asked him to get baptized, and after he was, he saw the angel with her and honored her vow. Saint Valerian was brought to the faith through Cecilia. He also became a martyr of the faith. In our spiritual life, we are faced with many mysteries, and perhaps one of the greatest of these is the mystery of faith itself. How does one person come to believe and another not? Is it because, as with the music, one can hear the language of God while another is closed off from it? When I was 7 and I opened that page of music notation, I had no idea what I was looking at. But through my piano teacher, I was introduced to the language of music, and it grew and it filled me. Music brought me to a deeper understanding of life, of love, of God. It taught me to listen with my heart, opened me to the Word of God in Scripture. I'm not saying music was the only aspect that grew my faith. There were many aspects: nurturing parents, teachers, priests, sisters, spiritual community. But for me, music was a significant part of that development. The reading I chose for today for Maccabees wasn't what I had originally planned, but somehow it was what God decided for me. A humble mother and her son martyred for their faith. We are not even given their name, but the power of their love for God and the power of their faith lives on in their story. Why is the faith of martyrs so strong? Today we see the humble mother and her son. We reflect on Saint Cecilia and her husband, Saint Valerian, all faithful to God to death. They heard the language of God. They were filled with His power and love, knowing in their hearts they would be with Him in the next life. In the words of the mother in Maccabees, quote, "I beg you, child, look at the heavens and the earth and see all that is in them. Then you will know that God did not make them out of existing things. And in the same way the human race came into existence, do not be afraid of this executioner, but be worthy of your brothers and accept death, so that in the time of mercy I may receive you again with them." She speaks of an existence that is beyond our knowledge, that God created not out of existing things, but of something else that only God knows. Faith is that ability to believe without seeing, to know without knowing. Just as a musician plays plays a language that exists on another plane than human language. Music feeds the soul, brings us to tears with just a melody, with the immersion of the soul into another existence. Not for everyone does music do this. For some, it's found in nature, or in selfless giving, or in silent meditation. But whatever it is for you, seek that out. Be still and know your God. For in that, you will find the faith of the Jewish mother, of Saint Cecilia. You will find the faith that will be your rock in despair, keeping you from loss of hope in the face of darkness or even death. You will find the mystery of faith.